scripture, which is Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. But what I want us to really understand is what letting go is. Can one of y'all tell me what letting go feels like to y'all? That it is?
Releasing all control.
Say it again, baby.
Releasing all control.
Releasing all control, okay. Anybody else?
Giving all your past traumas, burdens to God and just trusting Him.
So, giving all your burdens to God and just trusting Him, releasing all control, what does that look like physically? What does that look like?
Walking away.
Walking away. Break that down for me, baby.
You said physically, so for me, it's like walking away from some of the habits, some of the toxic, you know, whether it's people, habits, situations, like just walking away, like determining that I'm going to leave that in the past and move forward.
So like if somebody came out of prison and whatever sent them to prison, when they get back out, they have to separate themselves.
Be different.
Yeah, from them folks. Okay. So we got letting go, trusting God, walking away. All those are good. Great. But why is it so hard for us to do that?
The unknown. You scared of us. You know, you're so used to it.
So we're coming back to the unknown. Put that on the board. We're coming back to the unknown. How many times have I heard unknown since we've been doing this? I don't know, about 15 times.
Mm-hmm. It's the unknown.
I think it's cycles too. Mm-hmm. Like cycles are so, it's like a habit. And you know, they say that if you do something for 30 days, you can create a habit. But just imagine doing it for like years, okay. You know, your whole life. So
I like
how
that.
Much deeply
like
ingrained is that habit?
Mm-hmm. Habit. Okay, let's look at that. So she said habit, doing something for 30 days and the habit. Okay, so how long have we been doing God? How long have we been, come on now. How long have we been, think about it. When we was growing up, we didn't really have a concept of what God was or what church was or what being faithful was, but we've been doing God for a mighty long time. In some shape, form, or fashion, we've been doing God for a mighty long time. Would y'all agree with that?
Yes.
If it wasn't that, I'm older than y'all, so I don't know. But when I was in school, and when we was in school, they would do the Pledge of Allegiance, but we would also pray. We would pray. Then they would have a moment of silence, and that has changed since. People don't serve God and they don't want their kids hearing nothing about God, but they don't want to hear. But look at what the world has turned into when they took prayer out of church. Mm-hmm. Look what it turned into. So we've been doing God, so God ought to be what?
He ought to be a habit.
Come on, look at I need to look at them. I got some scholars this morning. It ought to be habit. He ought to be habit. Forming. So that means his ways ought to be our ways. His thoughts ought to be our thoughts because we ought to make God what? A habit.
But I think like growing up in church, you do make religion a habit. You know, you go to church out of habit, you pray out of habit, but like you forget the part of prayer that is a back and forth communication. And then like for me, I pray every single day. You know, I journal, I pray, but then God is like, okay, it's more than that. Now you gotta actually do what I'm telling you.
You gotta walk it out.
Yeah.
You gotta walk it out. And I know that's not easy. I know it's not easy. Look, so I was thinking about that when I was back there in that booth. And I'm saying, boy, these black folks ain't never on time for nothing. And I was thinking about that. And I'm like, Lord, and you wanted me to give up all my jobs because you needed me to be here for some people that don't even know how to be here. You say you're doing a new thing, but they still got what? Old habits. God said he's doing a new thing, but the people still got what? Old habits. And I'm like, now you, I'm missing money. And I feel it, Sarita. I'm missing money because I can go sit in that police car and make some dollars. And I don't really have to. Dean, how often do when we work security, and we in that police car, we sitting somewhere, how often do we really have to deal with somebody? That car does the work all by itself. But then he's telling me, I need you to dedicate your time to this church because we doing a new thing. But they still stuck in what? Old habits. So either we believe God is doing a new thing, oh, we don't. So, what he told me I had to do? So I had to stop working my jobs because he needed me to be here. He needed me to be right here. I went the other day and worked a funeral procession with Dee, and it was like foreign to me because I ain't done it in so long. But I was doing it and it should have been a habit. Mm-hmm. But, huh?
Yeah. So just getting out the habit for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just for a little while will change what you're doing. So, read that next scripture, one of y'all. What is that? I'm looking at 2 Corinthians 5 and 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creature has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
Read it again.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the old creation has come. I'm sorry. The new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here.
If you in God, you're a new creation. Old is gone. If you in God, I'm saying that to y'all, catch it. You are a new creation. The reason why you ain't new is because you still don't see yourself as new. You still see yourself as the old person. You still see them old habits and want to do them. But he said, if you in me and I'm in you, you are most definitely a new creation. Now, when I looked at new, I had to think about that for a moment. And I was opening up the fire stick this morning. For me to open it up, it had to be what? Yeah. Huh? And it was in packaging. It was in packaging. So the first packet, come on. First packaging that was on it was a box. And then that box was separate compartments for the separate pieces that he needed. But they were in compartments to keep them what? From getting damaged. To keep them from getting damaged and to keep them safe. He put them in separate compartments. And not only were they in separate compartments, but then they also had another sleeve around them to make sure.
No.
So God said, not only will I make you a new creation, but I'm going to cover you and I'm going to keep you safe from them old things. But what I need you to understand is that you are new. Every now and then you need to look at your hands. You need to look at your feet and understand that they don't look the same way that they used to. Old things are gone. Behold, you are what?
New.
A new creation. He said he's doing a new thing. But have you ever tried to get out of money and go get the batteries. And you try to put some old batteries in there, huh? The wine shell, come on now. You put them old batteries in there. The trick was put them in the freezer for a little while. Let them get cold. Did that work for you? Huh? Did it work? Or did you have to break down, go look up under the couch cushions, and find the money to what? Get some new batteries.
Oh, it's funny that you said, I right before you talked about that, I was thinking about batteries. And when you try to take a new battery and put it with an old one and try to make it work and it still don't work, mm-hmm. You know, you gotta change them both.
Yeah. Well, why, come on. I even like that one. Mm-hmm. You might get an A today. I like that one. When you try to put new and old together, we talking about the wine shells again. Mm-hmm. What happens to the old? Old can't handle the new, because the new end up what? Burst in the old. He said, be hot or be cold. He said, because if you're lukewarm, what is he going to do? If you lukewarm, that means you're straddling the fence. If you lukewarm, that means you're trying to have your cake and eat it too. He said, I need you to suffer with me in order to reign with me. That's the part we don't like. I need you to go through some trials and tribulations in order to get this crown. I need you to go through some ups and downs in order to get this crown. That's the part we don't like. We don't want the trials. We don't want the tribulation. We don't want the ups and downs. We just want the crown.
Make it easy, guys.
Lord, but, I like that, baby. Mm-hmm. Pull up the passion. And where they whipped him. Ooh. And put that on the screen. She said, make it easy. But was it easy what he had to go through? Mm-hmm. I want y'all to understand something. Because that's how I feel right now. Come on, Jesus. We gonna work together. His daddy was saying, man, they lost. And I need somebody to bridge this gap between them and me. I need somebody to fix it, because they lost. Go ahead.
Yes!
Do you guys see when they whipped him and he went down to his knees? He went down to his knees from the pain, but he got back up because he got back up because he understood that in order for this new thing to happen, I'm gonna have to get back up. He was going through some trials. He was going through some tribulations. He was going through some unexpected situations. But in order for this new thing to happen, I got to get back up. God said, who going to stand with me? Who going to stand for me when the times get hard, when it get rough? Who going to stand? In order for this new thing I'm trying to do for y'all to happen, I need somebody to be willing to stand through the trials and tribulations. You're going to have to stand. So you're going to have to get back up. When you fall, when you have mishaps, I need you to get back up. I don't need you to lay there and waddle in self-pity. That's what we have a tendency to do. Waddle in self-pity. He said, but I need you to get back up. Get back up. Get back in this race. Huh? We fall down, but we get up. A saint is just what?
A sinner.
Huh? Said, I'm not expecting you to be perfect, but I am expecting you to get back up. I know you're not perfect. I know you have flaws. I know you have fallacies. But I need you to get back up. No, that hurt it. We know it hurt it. But he had to get back up. Because if he didn't get up, we couldn't get up. If he didn't get up, we wouldn't have this chance of, come on now. When we think of back at Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Rosa Parks and Harriet Tubman, if they didn't get back up, we'd still be in slavery. We'd still be riding in the back of the bus. But God said, I'm trying to do something new, and you are the vehicle that I'm trying to bring this thing about with. Don't nobody want to be the car, but everybody want the dragon. Everybody want the dragon, but nobody want to be it. On Sunday morning, somebody come in here and they'll pass and they say, oh, this is a nice church and they got things going on and everything. But you don't understand what it took to get here. The sacrifices, the trials, the tribulation. Oh, come on. The people coming in and asking you to do everything for them and them turning their back on you, walking out the door. And you still having to stand because God said, I'm trying to do something new. I know you don't understand it. I know it hurts, but I'm trying to do something new. Serena, back in on Lottie. You remember Lottie?
A little bit.
Church packed, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Packed? Back this side, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Packed. Every Sunday. Packed to capacity. But when things ain't going your way, ain't that us? The way we think it ought to do. What we think ought to be happening. When somebody says, no, you can't do that. You're going to have to love in spite of. You can't curse people out. You can't talk ugly to people. You can't do it. We need this to be about God. But God said, doing something new. And in order for me to do something new, I need a vehicle. Huh? Everybody want to ride, but nobody want to walk. But don't nobody want to be the ride. Don't nobody want to be the ride. So, read it again, Brit.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come.
How many Christians we got in the building? How many Christians? If you're a Christian, raise your hand and say so. So, I mean, let me ask you another question. How many people have to think about if they're a Christian?
Not me.
That's a good question. Come on, girl. That's a good question. How many people have to think about if they're a Christian or not? So if you know that you're a Christian, and you know you're a child of God, and you know that you're on his side, why do you let the devil play with you? Why do you let the devil manipulate you to have you believing that this little old problem that you got right now is the end all be all? This little old problem, this little old thing that you're suffering right now is the end all be all, but then you know you got a father that went through trials and tribulation. They hung him high, they stressed him while he died, but he didn't stay there. He got up to show you that you can what? Get up. And then not only did he do that, but he went and took a seat on the right hand of his father. And now all he does is plead your case. Huh? Everybody was sad when Johnny Cochran died because they knew he was doing wrong and they was going to need a Johnny Cochran on their side. They were sad when he died, but you got Jesus on your side and he's way better than Johnny Cochran and he ain't never lost a case. And you still sitting there with your head hung low. You still sitting there saying, God, my trials are so big, instead of telling your trial, trial, my God is big, and you better stop messing with me. Now, it's always the other way around. We always got that woe is me mentality. Now, let's go back to me. I said, hey, Lord, I need my money. I need my money, and you telling me to come here and hang out at this church because you're trying to do something new with all these old wine shells. It ain't like being old wine shells, Lord. You can't see it. I could go make my paper because they like being old wine shells. I see it on their face. Coming here with their struggles on them. Got that Negro spiritual. That Negro spiritual look all on their face. Yes, Master, I don't know how I'm gonna get through this. But guess what, you ain't even picking cotton no more. You got touch tone phones. You got cars, and you saying you don't know how you gonna get through it. And you ain't even looking to see that your ancestors made it through it. And when they made it through it, it made it better for you. And you stuff, come on, God. And you can't even see he's trying to do something new. And he, come on. When they come up and they run for president, they run the background down to you. This is how you can trust me. But when they run the background down to you, they only tell you about the good things. They don't tell you about the bad things. They don't tell you about the mishaps in their life. It takes their opponent to tell you about the mishaps in their life and the bad things. They put their resume out there. God has a resume. And in his resume, he's never lost a case. In his resume, he's never not kept his word. In his resume, he's always been the same. In his resume, you can see where he healed the sick and raised the dead. In his resume, you can see where he fed folks. In his resume, everything he said he's going to do, he's done. And he telling you he trying to do something new. And you still want to be stuck in old habit because you're scared of what? The unknown. But we just said we were in God. We just said we were new creatures. Huh? Somebody come with songs. I ain't got my glasses on, so I probably didn't read that right. Can you read that again?
He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise for our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him.
Said he put what? A new song. Do y'all know what that's translated to? Them habits. He said he gave you a new song. So why are you still singing the old one? He said he put a new song in your mouth to assure that you understood that he was doing something new. He put a new song in your mouth. A hymn of praise to who? Okay, this is the next question. I asked y'all if y'all knew y'all was saved. Now I gotta ask you, do you know who your God is? Because all of us don't have the same God. We don't have the same God. Mine is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Huh? We might not have the same God. Somebody's God is money. Huh? Somebody's God is things.
Social media.
Yes. Women, men, them your gods. But so I got to ask you, do you know who you're singing a song to? And if you know who you're singing a song to, and you know the things he's done, you know his resume, why are you still tripping? Why are you still tripping? Why can't you see the new, come on. You can't see the new things in your life. I'll pause right here for a second. Start in this corner, you just happen to be in the corner, baby, I'm sorry. But we gonna brush this way. Tell me something new that you know that God's done in your life. Tell me some new that you see.
In my life, mm-hmm. And with my children, and how he's changed them, and they helping me to, you know, understand God better.
Did y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. She said, God changed her children. Mm-hmm. And then she said, her children. God said, child shall lead the way. Her children are helping her to understand God better. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Walking away from the lifestyle I lived for about 20 years that was not pleasing to God. Yeah.
Something new, huh?
Something new.
Do you regret it?
No, absolutely not. I'm here for it.
Come on. You said you were geared for
I'm
it?
I'm here for it.
Come on. She said she built for it.
Robbie?
No, Brittany. I'm running this class.
She said we are one.
Hey, I also told a woman he running this trap station. But he used choice words. It got him in trouble. I'm running this class, ma'am.
Okay, my bad. I think for me, the new, I think for me it's just like a deeper level because again, like throughout my relationship with God, I've created like that habit of talking to him, he gets to talk back, and now he is requiring of me, like now you have to listen, and he wants me to he's given me a, he's challenged me to a new lifestyle as far as like when we stepped into this new church, he told me to talk less and to pray more. Like everything you observe, pray about it. Mm-hmm. And you know, even with my husband being a pastor, like your backbone ministry is to pray for him. And like, even though I haven't dived deep into that, I am starting to just now, like a month in or maybe two, I'm just now starting to like see how important that is. And like, it's something that is so new, I have to like step up to the plate and just do it afraid, do it uncertain, do it alone. Because when I first came into the church, I was like, yeah, we gonna have the first responders, we gonna have a prayer team. And God was like, no, you are the prayer team, do it alone. And I'm just like, dang, do it alone? You know, so it's like just ripping off the Band-Aid and just doing it.
Okay. So, three of y'all said the same thing, but just different things. But I'm coming back to that. Come on, I'm trying to see what Rob.
The new thing, I feel like, what is he not doing new? You know, this whole journey for me over the last 6 years, it's been something new every day. For me, I guess, you know, he's really showing me how deep, you know, the change that he's trying to bring into my life really is.
Put that on the both two of them and say deep. Put deep on there.
I think sometimes, you know, we think the change is, you know, just something like that. And for God, it is like that. But for us, you know, it's levels to it. It's a lot of depth in it. And so...
Levels.
So one thing that I can say in the now is really more of the relationship that we have. You know, how he's cultivating that relationship. How I can see there was a point in time in my life where I was, how you say it, you know, worried about my money, I'm worried about this, oh man, I can't do this because I gotta get my money, I gotta this, I gotta that. And now, no matter how low the money gets, I don't trip anymore, you know, because he's been too faithful. And so I feel like the new thing for me is just, he's showing me how faithful he is if I just trust in him. And for me, I have this understanding. If I'm trusting him when the money is small, I know that he's gonna be able to trust me with the big money. So let me just remain faithful when it's small, when it don't look like nothing, when, you know, it don't look like it's gonna pay your bills. Because, you know, there was a time I'm like, man, I can't preach, I can't do this because, you know, my paycheck's only $100 a week. You know, how am I gonna live off of this? How am I gonna? But you're still paying your bills. You still get, you know, you're not just getting by, you're actually putting something away and saving. You can't say that it is what it ain't. God is actually doing it. Look at it. You know, so the more I look over my life, I can really see the new thing is it's a change in me. It's happening on the inside. You know, it's happening with my mind. It's happening with the way I speak. You know, it's happening with the way I believe. So is there a saying that says, so as a man thinketh, so he shall be? And so for me, I feel like everything starts with thought process. It starts with a thought, and then it transforms to a speech pattern. And then from a speech pattern, it changes to a way of doing things. You know, and then from a way of doing things is how we actually start to receive. Mm-hmm. So God is doing a change here in my mind. And I can see that change transforming into the way I speak, I believe and speak. And now I can see that I'm getting something different, you know.
So he's working on the inner man.
Yeah.
And the outer man is showing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a scripture. Yeah. Not a saying, that's a scripture.
Okay. I thank God being my son life.
Mm-hmm.
I've been praying so hard for God to change his life. And he and they talk negative, saying what they're gonna do. I know if God can change me, and I was out there bad, but I didn't know about nobody, but I was out there in the streets, mm-hmm. and I know street life is not about just pray on my head and ask God to give you the strength. Give you the strength to carry on and give you strength. Continue being strong with it. It's just, I thank God so much for being in my life. I might don't act like it, or I might don't show it, but I know what God did for me, and I know He's God. And I'm going to continue to pray constantly. I'm at home, I'm walking around the house praying. I'm easy to get sick. I just know it's God, and it's good God. He just tells me just, not too long ago, my door had to step, get on out of my house. You don't belong here. So I just want to try to continue praying for me, and if I can follow on the right footstep. So I just want, like I was telling my sister, she was crying. She got, seemed like it's something constantly hurting her. And I sent her a song a while ago, and I told her I was going to put it on the prayer list. And I just want y'all to pray for me and my son to get stronger. Host gonna come to church with me. He didn't need but a year. He's on United Prison. It's kind of a work center. So he got a script, a song on him that he tatted, a God song. And he's supposed to sing it to me when he get out. So when he comes to church, I just been praying for him. That'll make my day so good. I just don't know what kind of road I've been down with my child. But I'm always having his back. But like I told him, mama ain't getting young. I'm getting older. So it's got to be a change. And he wrote me and told me he know what he want in life. And I just want y'all to continue to pray for me and my family.
Amen.
Say for me, my new is losing my religion.
Okay.
Brittany was talking about, you grow up in church, and it's more that religion than, like I said, I know how to do church, but now, in the last few years, it's learning to have an actual relationship, and so getting rid of some of those things and the.
You find that at this little church.
The one I didn't. So, yes. So that's the new. So God is. He's working in ways I never would have imagined.
Amen.
I feel like there's a universal kind of mindset when I hear what she's saying, because. I remember some years back, many years back, my mama, talked about how she felt like God had demoted her, take her from Tabitha to House of Prayer. This church that was actually in the house on the east side, they had church in the house, literal house, and the house on the east side ain't that big.
Yeah.
So probably 800 square foot, house, and they gutted it and made a church out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, God, you demoted me, to send me here. But then she found her breakthrough and her breakaway from religion in that place. Mm-hmm. She found her worship in that place. She found her intimate relationship with God in that place. And so when I came here to Greater Praise or to there, I was in the same mindset. I'm leaving a place that got drummers, musicians, got an awesome praise team. I'm like, man, I've been here for 15 years. God, you sent me over here to Greater Praise, like the ceiling lady is about to collapse on us. It's got issues, this little rinky-dink place. And then the first time I sat down in the choir rehearsal, I knew this is where I wanted to be, And so now to hear, the key saying, I think it's a universal thing. I believe that sometimes, God really has to break the mind. because we actually build things up to be something that it really isn't. When the greatness is in what you don't even realize, when you trust God beyond what your mind can understand, that's when He can do His greatest work in you.
Amen. Amen. I like that. So, and it boils back down to these two words, that deep and those levels. That's for all y'all. The thing y'all said, and you need to understand sometimes. Sometimes God gotta take us, lock us up to get our attention. So that you ain't got nobody to talk to but Him. You ain't got nobody to depend on but Him. Now I got you where I need you. Now we can have this conversation. We can start talking about change.
Yeah.
And we can start about talking about new creation, new things. Old things are passed away. Behold, I'm going to make some things new. So trust God in it. So I'm listening to y'all, and I'm and the deeper and the levels, y'all understand that deepness and them levels don't come without trials and tribulations. They don't come without some suffering and some struggling. They don't come without that. You don't have to go through some things, but I don't think none of us are going to have to go through what He went through for us. But you're going to have to go through some things to get where He needs you to be. You're going to have to go through some things. You're going to have some difficult moments. You're going to have some times when, come on, when, so I'm going to preach on Moses, not Moses, but Noah, the next time I stand. But when I look at Noah, everybody thought Noah was crazy. They thought he was crazy. Do you even understand that it took Noah 75 years to build the ark? And in them 75 years, people calling Noah crazy. Noah telling people, God said it's going to rain. And it's taking all these years, and they talking about you. Noah is a nut. I don't know if Noah know what he's talking about. I don't know the God that Noah's serving. Noah had to have some faith. And he had to understand that God's getting ready to do something new. As he threw his hammer down a long time ago. 75 years building this ark. But he trusted it. He trusted him up. He trusted him 75 years before the first rain came. And the duration was 150 years. If you look at everything, because when he first came to Noah and told Noah, he didn't tell Noah right away, come on, to build the ark. So the duration was really 150 years, but 75 of it was building the ark.
That's like 15 around here.
You're going to have to trust God when you can't see your way through. You're going to have to trust your God when it's a little cloudy. You're going to have to trust God when the rain is coming. And you're going to have to understand that His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Our time is nothing to God. But if He said He's going to do it, He's going to do it. Do y'all understand that? The waiting room moment. Do y'all know about the waiting room moment? Huh? Y'all know what I let me put it to another way where y'all understand. That anticipation check. When you anticipate that I'm finna get $5,000. But you know it's coming. But it's the weight that's getting you. I know I'm gonna have $5,000. I know I'm gonna have $10,000, but it's the weight. But when you understand, listen, if we wait on men who are subject to mess up, who are subject to lie on us, who are subject to take something from us, but then we'll wait on them and our anticipation, because we know it's going to be there because this man said it was going to be there. But God told you He's going to bless you. He told you He's trying to do something new. He told you He's trying to lift you. He's trying to take you from this place to the next place. And you can't even wait. The wait's too much. It got to happen now, God. I bet you don't got no white folks to tell, give my money now. I need it right now because they're going to send somebody to come get you. Somebody like me going to show up and be like, yeah, yeah. You been calling threatening folks? Yeah. Turn around. Put your hands behind your back. God said, if I said I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Before my word turned back to me void, what's going to happen? Heaven and earth going to pass away. I know it's been raining and you've been thinking this world going to wash away with all the rain. It's still here. So that means he's still in the blessing business. He's still getting ready to do it. He's trying to take you deeper and higher. Oh, come on. Deeper and higher at the same time? That don't even make sense. Them two words don't even go together. But in God's, they do. How can you go deep and higher at it? Only God can do that. Deep and higher?
Yeah.
That don't even make sense.
Yeah.
But only God can do it. He said, I'm going to take you deeper into my love, deeper into my word, deeper into my faith. He said, then I'm going to bring you up to a higher level where that you can help somebody else. Because you've been down with me. So now you can come up with me. Huh? He did it. He went deep. Then he went up. Am I lying? He went down before he went up. He went down for us. Then he turned around and stood up for us. And we still worried about it. We still don't know how we're going to make it. Is that clock right? Is it 10:30?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's 10:30.
All right. Listen, guys. God is doing something new. Are you going to hang around to get the new? Are you going to give up because it don't seem like it's happening right now? But it's most assuredly happening. Mm-hmm. It's most assuredly going to come about. You just got to wait. It got to. Look, you told me to sit down and not work my jobs. And see, oh, come on. I'm trusting these jobs for the increase. He said, I need you to sit down and do what I told you to do. And don't worry about trusting these gods for these jobs for the increase. Because I got an increase for you that these jobs ain't going to even be able to match.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I need you to trust me in it. Huh? Because my I missed them apartments, boy. Mm.
Some good paychecks.
Man.
$450 an hour. Good money.
That was good money.
I've been getting paid for being that paid.
Huh?
That was fun.
I need y'all to understand something. I'm working at these apartments. And this is how good God's going to be. I'm working at these apartments. I'm making an extra $5,000 a month, mm-hmm, just working in these apartments.
Yeah.
Look in the kid's face.
That's why you were walking so tall around the apartment complex.
Yes.
It was like this.
In these apartments. And he took that. Because it was him that took it. Because he took it right at the time that this comes about. Mm-hmm. Saying, look, I'm going to need you to be here. So I'm going to have to pull this away from you. But I got all kind of credentials in the world. Let me tell you how God works. People calling me on top of calling me to come do stuff for them. But when God say, I need you to do this, and I say, hey, look, I'm free. I can't get nobody to say, come on. Because before this happened, I could be like, put my name on put my resume online and get 50, 60 calls that day. But it ain't happening. I done tried it for at least Because I'm going to try to make really understand, look, I'm going to do this like this, but I'm going to still be able. God said, no, you ain't. No, you ain't. I'm going to make sure you don't.
Thank you, Lord.
And I, D, we were just talking about resume, and my resume is online, and my resume is impeccable. But I can't get the job. He said, you got a job. I told you what I needed you to do. You got a job. Yeah, it ain't paying you right now. But I need you to trust me. Because I'm doing something new. I know what it looked like. I know what Nakia and Wendy is saying. But I'm telling you that I need you to trust me. And I promise you, if you raise my people up to another level, I'm going to raise you up to one. But do you trust me? See, I'm looking for a day that me, Rob, and D, when we hit the clock, it's because we're walking through that door right there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we sit down and we collaborate about God.
Yeah.
Not talking about the latest criminal or the new door locks or none of that stuff. It's because we collaborating about God, and we collaborating on how we can go to another level. How God gonna take us to this new thing, to where it ain't just this church, but his church is connected to this church. See, God didn't put all them preachers in here for them to just sit up under me. What do you think? I'm finna grow this thing. But in order to grow this thing, I need y'all to get where I need y'all to be first. Because y'all are seeds that I'm finna, come on. Y'all the seeds that I'm finna lay. Y'all the seeds that I'm finna lay.
Why you didn't ask D his new thing?
D, would you like to tell us your new thing? Would you like to tell us your new thing that God has been to you? Doing a new thing called obedience. It's better than sacrifice. Sit there. Like I told you. Copy. Understand? Will you do, sir? I apologize. That's all right. See, because even people don't lie, I need to understand that every now and then you got to stop and correct your child. You know, stay right there. I'm in control, not her. God is doing something new, and it starts with us. It starts right here. We don't even understand. We're on the ground floor of greatness. But in order for greatness to happen, we got to see it. We got to see it at the pulpit. We got to see it at the pulpit. We should always be ready to put our best foot forward. But we not. Something happened to me. Oh, this went wrong. I don't like this song. They looked at me wrong. She don't like me. Who cares? Are you here to serve man? A God. Sometimes he put us in uncomfortable situations to force us to change. To force us to come out come out of our hole. He puts us in uncomfortable situations. Izzy don't even understand he's playing with his life right now. He's in an uncomfortable situation and don't even see it. Change is coming about. But it's up to us to be that change. What if you, Sarita, and you, Felicia, and you, Brittany, and you, Rob, and you, Nakia, and you, Mama, what if we come in here and we start that change? Yeah. We start that new. Every Sunday, every moment, we on Friday trying to figure out why they act like they act. Why they doing what they doing? Now, either they gonna do one or two things. They gonna jump on board. Let me ask you a question. What's changed about you? And you tell them, I want y'all to all do it like this too. No. Shut up, D.
Tony, make sure you remember that one like that he grabbed me like this. So he grabbed me like this.
Tell them like it's a secret. Know how y'all be passing gossip around? This the gossip I want y'all to pass around. Mama said you wasn't worthy.
Today, God, we thank you for another day that wasn't promised. We thank you, God, for our hunger and thirst after letting it go, God, that we can get up early in the wee hours of the morning and get ready to come down here and learn something new, God. I thank you, Lord, that we're new creations. God, I thank you, Heavenly Father, that the old is gone. I thank you for helping us just say that out loud every day, that the old is gone, God. I thank you, Lord, that the new has come. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything new that you're doing in each one of our lives. God, I thank you that not only did we were we able to say that we're doing something new, but that we can also see each other's new thing, that we can testify to the new thing that you're doing in our lives, God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for love. I thank you, God, that you're pouring more love in us so we can love others correctly. God, I just thank you right now that our service is going to be full of your spirit, full of your glory. God, full of you, because we're going to focus on the fact that you died on the cross for us, God, so that we may live. God, I thank you, Lord, that you help us not to continue to repeat sins that you've pulled us away from, God, but just not be afraid to walk into the new thing. I pray for our leadership, God. I pray, God, that you continue to just promote them in the spirit, God, that even though it seems like demotion, God, we know that it's promotion in the spirit, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all the new things that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Sit still.